Welcome, everybody. Share number 777. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so an interesting halacha that we have to keep in mind. It's a little bit more on the Shabbos side. Now, there are, in other words, in conjunction with Lechem Mishnah and so on, a lot of these halachas that we're going through in our Simen Kuf Samach Zayin are really pertain a little bit more towards Shabbos because of the fact that it's a question of in conjunction with the Lechem Mishnah and so on. Like we mentioned in the past, usually by a Simcha, by a Chasna, everybody has their own challah, their own bulkala, you know, a lot of these halachas would apply to that too, but usually you don't have so much whereby one person has a mind for everybody, but on Shabbos you have it constantly, right? The head of the household has the Lechem Mishnah, and they make the bracha, and then they give out the challah, and so on. So a lot of these halachas pertain to that. Another interesting halacha, important halacha, which is brought down in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, in the Mechaber, in Tois Sif Tezvav, he says, the ones sitting around the table that are being yaitza with the Lechem Mishnah from the balabas, right, from the head of the household, is ein hamasubin rashom litoim achi yitoim habitzeya. So what's the case over here? Let's say the person, the head of the household, is making a hamoitzi, and he has in mind everybody, 10 people at the table, whatever, right, everybody finished washing, everybody sits down, and there's one Lechem Mishnah, one two big challahs, and the head of the household is waiting. So now he's going to make the hamoitzi, and he'll give out, you know, he'll cut the challah and he makes the hamoitzi and has everybody in mind. Everybody listens, as we spoke about the amein, wait till the amein is finished and so on. Fine. So now he gives out he gives everything out, and everybody gets their piece of challah. So the halacha is one should be careful, if they're waiting. In other words, they listen to the bracha and they're being yotze with the bracha and they're eating from his Lechem Mishnah. So one has to be careful not to eat the piece of challah, even though it might have been given to them. One has to be careful not to eat it before the one who made the bracha, the head of the household, actually takes his own first bite. So that's what Shulchan Aruch is talking about. He says like this again in Sif Tes Vav, Ein Hamasubim Rasham Litaim Ad Shiyit, the people, the sitting around the table should not, right, taste or should not eat the from the challah. Ad Shiyitaim Habitzeya, until the one who cut the challah, the one who made the bracha of everybody, until he takes his first bite. What about the question is, could the head of the household, before he takes the first bite, could he give it out to everybody? So that he could do, says the Ramah. He brings out in parentheses, actually, but he says, Avamutu lo seis l'chol echad chalkoi koidim sheyechal hu. He could give out to everybody. You have 10 people at the table. He cuts the chal, he gives out to everybody, right? Let's say Friday night, or whatever the case is, or Shabbos by day, the Suda, and he gives out to everybody their shtickle, their piece of challah. So it was Avamutu lo seis l'chol echad chalkoi koidim sheyechal hu, before he himself takes the first bite. Vehem yam but they have to wait. They have to be careful to wait until the head of the household takes his first bite. Okay. Okay. So that's as far as if everybody doesn't have their own Lechem Mishnah, or they don't have their own roll. We'll see. They don't have their own challah. Again, this could be done anytime by a simcha. One person makes the hamoitzi for everybody. But again, it usually doesn't happen too often. You have a sheva brachas, you have a mitzvah, these types of things. Everybody has their own challah, their own roll. That's why we're saying with Shabbos, which we'll see in a minute in the Mechaber, and then we'll go from there to upcoming shiurim in tonight's halachas. But he says, "V'im kol echad oichal mikik." Right. So now let's flip it the other way. Everybody has their own challah, or everybody has their own lechem mishnah. Right. Everybody sitting down to the table has their own lechem mishnah. Fine, but they're not making the bracha. V'im kol echad oichal mikik. Right. Everybody's eating from their own. Let's say if it's during the week, their own challah, or on Shabbos, their own lechem mishnah, right? V'ein kulam zekukim lakikah shebiyad habitzeh, and everybody does not, they're not dependent on the head of the household, his challah or his lechem mishnah, if it's Shabbos, right? Rasham litam koidim. Then they would be allowed to, but they're listening to his bracha. If you're making your own bracha, so who cares? What's the, right? I am my own lechem mishnah. I make my own bracha. So what do I have to do with him? I am my own challah. I make my own hamoitz. What do I have to do with him? But even though he makes the bracha, But I have my own challah in front of me. That's what we're saying. Vim kol echad oichol mikikroi ve'ein kulam zekukim lakikar shabiyada b'seya. And everybody is not dependent on his challah. I have my own challah. I have my own lechem mishnah. Then rasham litaim koidim. Then I could eat, take a bite, start eating once he's finished the bracha with the amen and the whole story, right? I say amen and so on. Then I could start eating even before the head of the household. So he just finishes off, does the mechaba. We'll get into mishmirah. We'll try and get a little bit more into it, upcoming shiurim. But just to get at the basic halach of imhu Shabbos. So that's during the week. Let's say it's Shabbos. Imhu Shabbos. So sheyehe lifnei hametzubim lechem mishnah chutz mimasha lifnei abetzaya. But if it's Shabbos and you want to do this, be able to take a bite, to take a piece of challah and start eating before the head of the household starts eating his challah. Even though he said the bracha for me, then you have to make sure that you have lecha mishnah in front of you, because everybody is mechoyev in lecha mishnah. If it's during the week, I only need a roll, I need a piece of bread, I need whatever I need or whatever I have over there. So that's fine, even though the head of the household is making the bracha for everybody. But again, usually that's not the case. But if he does, so these same halachas would apply. But if it's on Shabbos, then you need a lecha mishnah. Besides that, which is in front of the besides the lechem mishnah, that's in front of the one, the head of the household. Va'oz yirasham litaim koydim hamaseya. Then everybody would be able; they would have rishus to eat right before the one who made the bracha. Even though he made the bracha, he had your mind. But since I have my own lechem mishnah, I have my own roll, that's the point. During the week, my own roll. On Shabbos, my own lechem mishnah. We're just making a distinction in case it happens during the week. The same halachas would apply. So then that would be fine. So just to sum up again, we'll get into the Mishnah Berurah and try and get into more details. It's something that's extremely negei lemaisa. Definitely on Shabbos all the time, right? And even could be during the week. That's the head of the household makes the bracha. So we have to know if there's one lechem mishnah, right? If let's say working on Shabbos a minute, where we could get a better understanding, which comes up on a weekly basis and probably comes up all the time by many people. There's one lechem mishnah. There's 10 people sitting at the table, whatever. So let's say I make my hamaitzi. I have everybody in mind. They listen to my hamaitzi. I have them in mind. The amens with all the halachas we spoke about. Fine, no problem. Now I start cutting, even though I put out by everybody, I start giving out to everybody their shtikl challah, which I'm allowed to do, but everybody has to wait till I take the first bite. If they have their own lecha mishnah, even though I made the hamaitzi, but everybody has their own lecha mishnah in front of them, so then they would be allowed to take the first bite before I start. So that's basically the halacha, but we'll try and get into more details, mishaburites, halachas, and so on, upcoming shiurim. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you everybody for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tuv.